Hello and welcome to another Lighthouse podcast. For those of you just joining, I'm Pastor Jeff Glenn. It's my pleasure to take you through the Word and receive some encouragement today. We have been going through, last week we started with the challenge to see Jesus on every page of Scripture. And this is from the encounter that he had with the disciples on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. We're taking a look at the time period between the resurrection and ascension, kind of what those periods of time tell us about the Savior. And in this particular passage, he started to reveal to the two travelers on the road to Emmaus himself, and then later, as they gathered with the rest of the group, he began to open their eyes here. So in Luke 24:27, Jesus began to expound to the travelers on the road to Emmaus in the Scriptures. As he ate with them, he continued in verse 44, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures." So just a quick side note, you'll notice the three divisions of the Old Testament there. And so there's a lot there too, but we'll stick with our topic today. So last week we looked at Genesis 3 to see Jesus in the Scripture there. We also looked at Isaiah 53. So those are two Old Testament passages that point to Jesus. And so what about the Psalms? So I think Jesus was reminding us as he was on the cross, and especially those who were gathered there, that they may not have quite understood in the moment, but he was helping the disciples on the road to Emmaus, potentially, you know, because we don't know what scriptures he took them to. It just says he began in the law and the prophets and the Psalms to open up their understanding. But certainly we see Psalm 22 as pointing to Jesus. And when Jesus was hanging on the cross, we see that in Matthew, he records in chapter 27:46, Jesus crying out and proclaiming, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And so as one of the last statements of Christ, it was, you know, it's a very important statement, and to dig into that, to see what it's all about. Well, really, this is the preamble, if you will, the opening lines to Psalm 22. And so we'll read the first 24 verses of that, because I think this is what Jesus was trying to point the people and us who were watching the crucifixion to. They wanted their eyes to turn to Psalm 22. So it opens, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far off from helping me and from the words of my groaning? My God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and I am not silent. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you, they trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake their head, saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me to trust while on my mother's breasts. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. And you have brought me to the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me, the congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me, they divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. My strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. And so I love that last part because it sums it up. Verse 24, but he has heard. But when he cried to him, he heard. When he cried to him, he heard. So as we cry out to God, he hears. So Psalm 22 points to Jesus in so many ways. His humanity, while he was there on the cross, certainly was crying out, feeling despair and rejection. But choosing to begin this psalm while he was hanging there on the cross, I believe showed that Jesus trusted in God, and his faithfulness in those dark moments was still available. And so we go back and read through some of that, and we see here it says, In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them, for they cried out and were rescued, and they trusted and were not put to shame. And so this three parts here of trusting and crying out and again, the results of that is being delivered and rescued and not put to shame for our trust in the Lord during those dark times. So certainly Jesus at his impending punishment, right, as he absorbed the Father's wrath for our sins, and that was indeed weighty for Jesus, right, in his humanity, knowing that punishment was coming. But I think this psalm reference here gives us confidence in his faith in the Father's plan, right? So we see that Jesus' faith in the Father's plan was verbalized in the garden, and it began with the words, "Not my will, but yours." And now we see on the cross practically, and this dramatic reference to the Old Testament in the Psalms, telling us that Jesus willingly submitted to the Father's plan for the purpose of salvation and the purpose of the furtherance of the gospel. And so in Luke 24:47, he says, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations." And so that's our encouragement today, that we are going to have hard times. And the reminder is that this is not our world, and this world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And that evil one would love nothing more to destroy that which is made in the image of God and the works of God. And so we certainly have an enemy that is against us. But Jesus trusted in the Father's will, and Jesus trusted in his plan and in his word. And so we can know for ourselves that God hears us, that Jesus hears us. He hears our calls of distress, and we also know that he won't forsake us. So I hope that's encouraging for you today. Have a great rest of your week.